Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Happy Sunday morning. Shaw Gaze with you on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. It's Sunday, March the 16th, 2025. Glad you're with us this morning. We're going to talk about judgment. We're not here to judge. Do not judge. We don't really always understand the full picture or the full scope of what's going on in life. So leave that to the Lord. Don't judge one another. Encourage one another. We're going to break that down this morning. Glad to have you. And grab a cup of coffee and let's have some fun this morning on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. Glad you're with us this morning on Mix Sunday Morning. This is Shaw Gaze. Talking about James chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. That's our scripture this week, and it says this: Brothers and sisters, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against a brother or sister or judges them speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you are not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. But you, who are you to judge your neighbor? Y'all, that was a very convicting passage for me to read this week. And just spoke to me about judgment. And, you know, it's something I struggle with. And so I wanted to share it with you because maybe you struggle with it as well. Or maybe you've had somebody judge you, and that's not fun. But we're going to talk about that this morning, what God's Word has to say, share a few insights. And glad you're with us. The pollen is upon us, and it's springtime. Everybody's sneezing a little bit, but glad to see this time of year. It's beautiful outside, so I hope you're doing well this morning, and let's get ready to dive into God's Word. Glad you're with us on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. Shaw Gaze with you back here on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. We're talking about being judgmental this morning. James chapter 4, verse 11 again says this: Brothers and sisters, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against a brother or sister or judges them speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you are not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it. First off, brothers and sisters, that's each other, right? We're all brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. We also have our earthly brothers and sisters. I've got an older brother, younger sister. And Lord knows we've judged one another through the years. But it's also a lot easier to do to strangers and people that are not necessarily family. But, you know, why do we do that? Why do we want to judge one another? Why do we want to put each other down? You know, comparison to others is a very dangerous sport. And in the wrong spirit, like we talked about earlier, it is a form of bullying. Speaking against one another, it can also be gossip, you know. And had somebody tell me a few years ago, you know, be careful with your prayer requests when you're in group discussions or small groups. And people say, well, you know, hey, anybody have any prayer requests? And I know I like to pray for other people, but you got to be careful about judging people in their prayer requests and say, well, you know, Bill, that guy's got a problem. And before you turn around and think about it, it can be considered you're gossiping about it. Has anybody ever judged you? You know, has anybody ever gossiped about you? It's not really a fun thing to happen. Have you ever done it to somebody? I know we all have. We're all human. But I think we do it to deflect what's really going on in our own lives, in our own hearts. You know, we talked about that a few weeks ago, about our heartitude, right? The attitude of our heart. And when our hearts are not right, and it's full of sin and full of strife and the junk, it's easier to talk about other people's problems instead of our own. And I think that's a lot where judgment comes from in my life. When I judge other people, it's usually because I got something else going on, or I'm jealous of them, or there's some kind of sin in my heart that is making me do that. But it's not right to focus on other people's problems. You know, when I've got my house clean, I can go work on cleaning other people's houses up. Again, I don't want to sit here and come across as preaching at anybody. I'm just laying on what's God laid on my heart this week and talking about this judgmental aspect of it. And I was talking to a friend of mine just a short while ago. You know, it's an interesting topic to talk about, because when we start talking about being judgmental, but we tell people that they're being judgmental, that's being judgmental about being judgmental. So just be careful with it. You know, look around, look in life. Where have you been judged? Where have you been gossiped about? And where have you, you know, judged other people? And don't do it, right? That doesn't build the kingdom up. It's hypocritical, right? And non-believers or people that have fallen out of church, they're going to see that, and they're going to look at that and go, you know, I don't want any part of that. And we're supposed to be the salt and the light. And when we're judgmental, you know, people don't want to be around that, and they shouldn't, because you know what? If you're talking about other people or judging other people, the people that you're around and saying that stuff to, they're going to realize that you're going to say that to about them eventually. And, you know, that's not the way the Lord wants us to live life. You know, we're supposed to be kingdom builders. And at the end of the day, that's what we need to focus on. So be encouraged this morning. Think about that. Pray about that. Whoever the Lord lays on your heart this morning, whoever you're thinking about, pick up a phone, write them a letter, reach out, apologize, or ask for forgiveness, or tell them that they're forgiven. But let's work on building each other up this week. Glad to have you with us. We'll be back here in just a few on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. This is Shaw Gage sitting in with you again on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. So glad you're here. So glad you're listening. Glad to be a part of your life this morning. I want to talk a little bit deeper about our scripture this morning. This comes from the book of James, chapter 4, and this is verse 12, and it says this: "There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. But you, who are you to judge your neighbor?" I find it interesting in this scripture when it says right there, there is only one lawgiver and judge. Those two words, lawgiver and judge, are capitalized in scripture. And that lets me know right there that it's talking about God, right? When it's capitalized, it's all him. And I'm just glad that he's the one that does it. Only he is able to save and destroy. I'm glad, really, when you think about it, I'm glad it's not my responsibility, you know, when it comes to the eternal consequences of judging others. And, you know, who am I to judge your neighbor? That's what scripture says. And I had an instance like that. I know I've shared my story with you, but when I was in that car wreck, and I held some resentments against the lady that hit me. And she had had too much to drink, and I was angry at her. But I remember that morning all that broke, and I had that prayer in my heart. Who am I? Who am I to hold a grudge against somebody for doing something wrong? I mean, I've done silly stuff in my life. I've sinned in my life. I've made mistakes. And, you know, thank the Lord that he's forgiven me. So we need to do that to others. And when you really break it down, it's just a pride-filled action that tears down others when we judge one another. And it definitely does not build the kingdom, which is what it's all about as believers. We're supposed to be out there doing that. And, you know, when you get down to it, what good really comes from judging one another? Does it do anything? It's more of a, you know, a short-term satisfaction. And that's really dangerous because it's like any other thing. It just craves more and more and more, and it builds on itself, and it builds, and it just festers. And before you know it, you turn around, and you're just a grumpy, lonely old person. And people don't want to be around that. So quit judging. Pray to God. Ask him to help you work on that if that's something you struggle with, or if you've had others judge against you. Forgive them. You know, let it go. Be the bigger person. Let it go and just pray for that individual that wronged you somehow, some way in life. It's a very convicting word. Something I struggle with is the judgment. I think we all do if we're super honest about it. But again, just here to encourage and let you know it's something I struggle with, and you probably do too. So let's work on it. Let's work on focusing on being kingdom builders. And glad you're with us here on this Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. This is Shaw Gage with you on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. We're talking about the Lord being with us this morning, the fact that he's chosen us, the fact that he's with us. You know, there's a lot of scary things that come at us in life, but you just got to trust in the Lord. Wanted to share a story with you. This goes back about 10 years ago, probably. I was going through my cancer journey, going through a stem cell transplant up at Vanderbilt Hospital, and really a wild time. Really, as a science teacher at the time, it was pretty intriguing. I focused on the education side of it and learning about what a stem cell transplant really was, and pretty cool stuff that modern technology and medicine has brought to the forefront that saved my life. But it was a scary time for me, and there was a lot of opportunities I had that I could have doubted, and I'm sure there were times that I did doubt, but I tried to focus on the Lord, and I tried to hold on to passages like this that, you know, God had me in his hand, and I want to tell you he did. And this one instance I want to tell you about, I was in the darkest of dark through my treatments, and this was a stem cell transplant I was going through, and there was about 3.5-4 weeks that we had to stay really close to Vanderbilt Hospital because I had no immune system. Basically, the chemo and the radiation, everything had killed my immune system, and that's what they're doing. They're killing the cancer, but they're also killing a lot of the good cells that fight off sicknesses and stuff like that. So I had to stay. We had to rent an apartment for about a month, I'll say, and we had to be within 10-minute drive of Vanderbilt Hospital just in case anything happened. And I had to go to Vanderbilt every single day. And I'd have to get blood work drawn. I'd have to get poked and prodded. And, you know, after a while, you get kind of tired of it. But you just, you know, it's for the good and it's trying to save your life. And I went in about every 3 days, you'd have to get this special collection. And it was, I think they called it a culture test or something like that. And they would draw your blood and put it in this little small, it was a green bottle, like a little Coke bottle, glass bottle looking thing. And it had a reactant in it. And your blood would react with that substance that was in there, and it would show if you were growing any kind of a bacteria or a virus or anything, and it would alert the doctors and nurses that, hey, there's something going on. We need to treat this before it gets, you know, deathly bad. And it was just a precautionary thing. Like I said, you'd get done every 2 to 3 days. And this one day I had a new nurse, and this nurse came in and was a little unsure of himself, and I remember feeling a little uneasy about it, and I started to worry and started to let that doubt creep in. And this nurse was to my side, kind of behind me. I could see out of the corner of my eye, but it was almost like he was fumbling around with the instructions, almost like, how do I do this thing? How do I hook this thing up to his port, and how do I draw this blood in? And thank goodness Janet was in the room with me, and she's – obviously, she was a nurse at the time, a cancer nurse up there, and she knew what she was doing, and she was keeping an eye on this gentleman. And anyway, got everything hooked up, and he said, okay, Mr. Gage, we're going to start your blood draw. And I said, okay, and it was hooked up to the port that was connected into my chest. And, you know, typically don't feel anything, but all of a sudden I started getting short of breath, and I started coughing like that. And and then I felt like this floating experience, like I was floating up through the room, and I couldn't catch my breath and I couldn't breathe. And I finally just had to reach over with my right hand, and I just grabbed that guy by the scrubs, and I just said, stop, stop. And Janet stopped him as well. And she ran out in the hall to get some nurses, and he stopped the procedure. And, you know, when we got calm down, you know, I had the doctors come in and some of the higher ups from Vanderbilt come in just to check on me and make sure everything was okay. But what we discovered was that nurse had actually reversed the line, and he had pushed air into my line as opposed to drawing blood out. And if you get 6 inches of air in that line, you're a goner. You're not surviving that. And the estimate was that he had pushed about 3 inches of air into my line. And I didn't see it coming. I didn't know what was happening at the time, but I knew something was wrong, and I was afraid. I was scared. But I'll tell you this, the peace of God was just over me through that whole situation. And, you know, I never doubted that I was in the palm of his hand the whole time, the creator of the universe. God had me, and I never doubted that. And when I was reading that verse this week in Isaiah talking about he will uphold us with his righteous right hand, I thought a lot about that experience and the fact that in my darkest of darks and my hardest time of all that treatments that I went through, that was probably the closest I ever came. I was within 3 inches of death. But I never doubted, and I knew the entire time that he had his hand on me and that I was in his hand. Trust in him with everything that you got. Lean into him like we talked about earlier in that chair. And he's gonna protect you. He's going to watch you, and he's going to bless you. Be back with you here in just a few minutes on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. Our proverb this week on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5, is Proverbs 3, verses 21 through 23. It says this, keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. Then you will walk safely in your way, and your foot will not stumble. How do we do that? Keep wisdom and discretion. You know, that's just be smart and use good judgment, right? And that'll give us life, and that'll give us grace, and we'll be safe. You know, we're talking about that this morning. You know, ultimately, we all want to feel safe. We don't want our feet to stumble. We don't want to be in those situations. But if we stay in tune with the Lord and we keep that sound wisdom and discretion and we stay prayed up and we stay in God's word, he's going to bless us. That proverb speaks to us this morning about that. What are you struggling with? What are you facing? Adversity, trials at work, trials at home, disagreements with the people that you love, people that you don't love. You know, I was talking to some folks this week and talking about it's easy to love the people that we love, but it's hard to love the people that we don't. Our enemies, you know, but that's what God's word tells us to do. It's not always easy. It's not always fun. But when you trust him and you lean into him with everything you have, you know, like we were talking about earlier with that chair, you know, we lean into the comfort of him and sit back and relax and just see what he'll do in our lives. He's going to bless that. He's going to bless those opportunities. Go impact somebody's life today, this week. We talked in the earlier segment about, you know, God's laying somebody on your heart. Who are you thinking about? Who is that individual or those individuals in life that maybe you wronged or maybe that wronged you? You know, use wisdom and discretion in those conversations and speak a word of encouragement into them. Let them know that it's all going to be okay and that Jesus loves them. Because at the end of the day, that's all we've got is the encouragement that we give to one another. I've mentioned this before, you know, growing up, I always heard the phrase, well, you can't take anything with you when you go. But you can take something with you when you go, and that's each other. So let's do a better job of focusing on that. I know I need to do that. Slow down. Don't get busy in life. Have a conversation, whether it be with a neighbor or a coworker or a stranger in the grocery store. When God lays that person on your heart, pick up the phone. Walk across the aisle. Have that conversation, y'all. We got to change this world one conversation at a time. It can be dark. It can be scary. We can get caught up in all the news and the social media and the political divide that we've got going on in this country. But you know what? I believe that's just the enemy trying to distract us. We need to quit focusing on that stuff, and we need to start focusing on what brings us together, and that's the relationship with Jesus Christ and the blood that he shed for us on that cross over 2,000 years ago. That's what grace is all about. Extend that grace to other people in your life. And see what happens. We'll be back here in just a few on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. Shaw Gage back with you here on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. Thanks for listening this morning. Thanks for being a part of it. I hope you're enjoying it. Tell your friends, tell your family members about us. Listen to the podcast on Mix Sunday Morning. I hope you're encouraged this week. And please, don't misunderstand me. I'm not trying to judge other people and tell them not to judge one another. This is just something the Lord has convicted me on here recently, and I just wanted to share my heart. And I pray that you're going to feel the love of Jesus Christ this week and let you know that everything's going to be okay. But let's start with ourselves. Let's start working on ourselves and quit worrying so much about others and what they're doing. And, you know, it reminds me of an old Hank Williams song, Mind Your Own Business. And when you get right down to it, that's what we need to do. And if we just mind our own business and start tending to what we need to, I think it'll all work out. But just remember that. Jesus loves you. And whatever you're going through, it's all going to be all right. Just lean into him with everything that you have. I hope you have a great week. And remember, let go and let God. Thanks for being with us this morning on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 1065, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.